You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast, a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. It is Wednesday, February 9th, 2022. Hopefully you're doing well. I'm doing okay. Thank you very much for asking or not asking. Oh, you didn't ask? Go fuck yourself. Anyway, I have a little bit of an attitude today, so bear with me here because we're going to go through some irritating shit. I'm going to talk about bad faggot behavior, okay? First and foremost, I'm going to say this right off the top. I put a post up on the website about supporting the website, fagsworshipalphas.com. All of you, basically, that listen to this, for the most part, are readers of the website. You enjoy the website. You learn things from the website. You get inspired by the website. The website has been a focal point on the scene for a long time now. People get referred to the website all the time to try to teach others how to find their purpose, okay? There have been even offshoots from the movement that came off of this website. They've gone off and splintered off and done their own thing. But it all started with this website, okay? And it's all come out of my pocket, all right? I'm the one that's been paying for it for nearly 7 years now. I have purposely kept the site free to everybody. The work that I did day in and day out to build that website, to keep it running, etc., has all come out of my pocket, okay? And I've always been kind of shy about even asking for help or anything like that. And, you know, I really do want to keep it that way, honestly. You know, I want it to be a resource for everybody. But a couple weeks ago, I was having a conversation with a faggot who had gotten a hold of me because they were expressing gratitude for what I had published and how I had helped them and everything else. And then the faggot said to me, you know, I really should be attributing to you instead of Cashmasters in FinDom, which is logical, isn't it? I mean, faggots give all this money to alphas for feet pics and shit. They never even met the person. They don't know anything about the person. And they're giving hundreds of dollars to them. But they use my website for free. Anyway, the faggot said, I really should be tributing to you instead of these cash masters. But you're a faggot, so I wouldn't do that. And I gotta tell you, I got pretty offended by that. And I think justifiably so, because I can't even comprehend the level of stupidity and ignorance and lack of appreciation that that comment showed. And it's clear from the actions of people who are in my audience, on the website, here on the podcast, elsewhere, on Twitter, etc., that people they're not willing or whatever to take responsibility for the website, to say, this website has given me something I should give back. And I've never asked for it. But the point is that I'm not going to be disrespected that way, okay? So I'm telling you all right now that it is bad form. It is bad behavior, especially to a fellow faggot who is working tirelessly on your behalf, to be that cavalier and that ignorant about your responsibility toward this website. Okay? I have payment methods available. I've had them the whole time. And they're linked on the website, on the sticky post at the front of the website. You know, Cash App, it's $SamFWA. It can't be any simpler than that, you know. I have a Patreon. I've had a Patreon for a couple years now. It's not hard to support the website. And it's your responsibility to be a part of the community or not. I have 2,700 people signed up as members on my Discord. But almost none of them are supporting the website. Think about that. It's just pure ignorance, honestly. And when that faggot said that to me, I almost reflexively tore the entire website down or locked it up, you know. So it's the day is coming. This podcast is going to get locked up because I don't know what else to say, you know. I threatened to do that before, you know, and there was such an outcry about it, you know, please keep it open, please keep it available. And I did, but there's some of this extra work that I'm doing is going to get locked up behind a paywall. The end. Because I'm not a monkey in a circus, you know, dancing for your entertainment. I'm here to teach and try to help and encourage people. That work is worth something. Now it's up to you what it's worth, but one way or the other, things are going to change in that department. So I'm just telling you right now. But while we're on the subject of bad faggot behavior in particular, I want to talk about some other things, okay? And this is going to be primarily about FinDom, all right? FinDom faggots, which are, there are just countless of them. Because, let's face it, they don't want to go out and actually serve in real life because they're scared or whatever, their circumstances don't match up. So they resort to FinDom, and that's fine. But there has to be some etiquette that you fucking faggots need to pay attention to. All right? First and foremost, alphas are not your friend. Okay? They're not in the scene to be your friend. They're not in the scene so they can chit-chat with you and... hey, what's up? You know, that kind of shit. They're not interested. You have to have some function in their life. You have to have something you can bring to the table in order for them to give a fuck. Because they're superior men. They have lives. They have things they're trying to accomplish. They don't have time for Mickey Mouse bullshit from some faggot who's sitting around stroking his 3-inch cock, okay? You need to get your head straight if you're going to be involved with FinDom and have the right attitude. I'll give you an example, okay? This faggot wanted to serve an alpha that I know, and the faggot did go over to the alpha's house and did serve it, the man, for, you know, in an afternoon or whatever. And things went well. The faggot didn't pay him money like he was supposed to. But the alpha was kind about it. The faggot did work, you know, chores around the house. So that was fine. Then the faggot ghosted him for several days. And wouldn't provide an explanation for why he ghosted him. It turns out that the faggot had another alpha that it was serving and didn't want to come clean, I guess, to this new Alpha. I mean, it's just inexplicable. What are you even thinking about? What are you fucking doing? You know, the problem here in that situation is that faggot thinks that it can just do whatever it wants, you know, and sample this flavor and sample this flavor. Findom is not supposed to be a buffet for faggots to just sample for free and then go on to the next plate. That's not how this works. If you're serious as a faggot, then focus and be honorable. Why waste this Alpha's time when you have a master that supposedly owns you? You're being faithless to your master and irritating and interrupting the life of the other Alpha. All because you're just fucking stupid. I don't know what to say. But get your head in the game, all right? The other, you know, another thing too is that this nonsense about, and I hear this constantly from Alphas who complain to me about this, you know, faggots getting in their DMs and whatnot and saying, and acting like, hey, you want to chat? Hey, you want to get on Skype and we can just talk? What? These Alphas don't want to talk to you. Do you understand that, like, a popper drain for a straight Alpha male who's in the scene? Do you realize how, not interesting that is to them? I mean, I know it's the world to you, you know. Maybe it's the poppers that are causing the clouded thinking, I don't know. But, you know, and a straight Alpha male looks at that, he's not getting any entertainment out of it. It's not interesting to him. He just wants the money. Just pay him. He wants to be paid. And he has to sit there and watch this pathetic faggot, whacking itself off while on poppers. He's counting down, you know, doing countdowns and stuff just to get you through it so that he can get his money and get the fuck out of there. He doesn't want to hang out with you. He doesn't want to be with you. He doesn't want to own you. You know, this is the other thing. Like there's certain faggots out there that, they have these, infantilization, fetishes and whatnot, where, you know, the Alpha has to call them bad boy and little baby and stuff like that, and they get off on this. Like, you have that fetish or whatever, that's fine. But you know what? Like, a faggot's fetish is about as meaningless as anything, all right? Like, nobody on earth cares what a faggot's fetish is, okay? Nobody. Not even a gay Alpha cares what a faggot's fetish is, all right? So take your fucking popper bottles and your diapers and all the other accoutrements of your fetishes and keep them to yourself. Nobody gives a flying fuck, all right? You're embarrassing. This is the thing, like, when I've interviewed these fantastic faggots, I consider them to be brothers of the same cloth as me in terms of how we look at faghood. We look at it as an honorable thing. We look at it as like old British butlers, okay, who had it was a profession, and it was an honorable profession to serve royalty, okay? That's how I look at faghood, and that's how these other brothers of mine view faghood. And even in our depraved moments when we're really getting down and dirty with an Alpha who wants to get dirty, all right? Like, you know, and there's all kinds of things we can talk about there, but it's not about me. It's not about these other faggots of mine, my brothers. it's not about them and their fetishes or my fetishes. It's about how to serve the alpha who we're with. It's about what does he want? All you fucking faggots out there, like exposure faggots, okay? There's another thing. Fucking exposure faggots are the worst. Because all they're thinking about 24/7 is, how can I get myself exposed so I can be humiliated and get off? Go fuck yourself. Grow up. I don't think there's anything more worthless in the world than an exposure faggot, because all they're thinking about is themselves. It's not about pleasing the alpha. It's not about actual submission. It's not about actual worship or anything like that. It's just about the faggot getting off on being exposed. It's worthless, empty behavior that doesn't yield any fruit whatsoever. Why do you think a straight alpha would give a flying fuck if you were exposed or not? Or that you're a baby who pees in a diaper? Or that you're addicted to poppers? Or, you know, you'd lick a dog turd? Like, a straight alpha doesn't give a fuck about that. He looks at you like you're nothing but money. Do you understand that? Do you realize how empty that is? Because I do. You know, alphas come and talk to me about this stuff. You know why they do? Because they know that I am real. They know that I'm going to tell them the truth. They know that I am going to stand up for what's right. I would rather be that type of faggot. An honorable faggot. I would rather be that. I would rather try to attain to that. It's how I've always approached my faghood. And but I've been blessed to have some incredible masters who taught me and trained me. But a lot of you faggots are just feral faggots who run around through the garbage in the middle of the street, and you are worthless because of the way you act, the way you treat your faghood, the way you treat the exquisite opportunity to serve a superior man. It is the greatest honor of my life to be able to serve some of the greatest alphas in the world, and I've gotten to know some of the greatest alphas in the world. I view it as an extremely just breathtaking experience to be able to serve and worship these men. And I would never want to take that for granted. And I would never want to treat it with disrespect the way you fucking faggots out there are doing that, okay? The way you're doing it. It's completely disrespectful. It is unacceptable. And you know what? When I've heard, and I've actually railed on this on the website about how I hate when alphas beat up faggots. I'm not a fan of that at all. But a lot of you need to have your asses kicked. Okay? You're the reason why faggots, a lot of times, really need to get fucking beat up. Sorry to say that. It pains me to say that. But I can't see anything else worthwhile coming out of any of you who are acting like this. You're basically just a human punching bag for real men. And that would be the only worth you would have, because you don't treat your faghood with respect and responsibility. You don't humble yourself and submit yourself. You're selfish. And you're stupid. All right? No, I feel so much better now. I hope that you guys get the message. I mean, I am personally upset about some of this, I must admit, but mostly I say this out of a loving discipline kind of manner of speaking. I mean, I'm not being gentle about it, I can tell you that, and you know this, but it's time the gloves come off. It's time for you faggots to fucking straighten up. Hopefully this will be a wake-up call for some of you. I don't know. I have zero confidence because I have seen how you guys don't respond to any shit that is worthwhile. You have no self-awareness at all. But I'm probably just speaking into the void here. But it's time. It's time for you guys to fucking wake up. All right? Anyway, that's all I got. So hopefully you enjoyed that. And anyway, I'll talk to you later, okay? Love ya. Bye.